Kasama sa kalsada o habang naglalabada, kami ay aariba. Kayo ay maghanda na, tawagin ang barkada. Kami ay may ayuda, bongga. Habang nagmimilyenda, kami ay kukuda na. Halika na, halika na, chika na, chika na. Halika na, halika na, chika na sa kumarito, 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 kumarito. Hey! Chika moderately.
Hey guys, it's me again, Owi.
And it's Jaya.
And welcome back. Take two.
Okay,
hindi ako magsasalita habang nagsasalita kayo. Hindi ko kaya.
Yung guest natin ang ingay. Teka, ako napapakilala. Wait lang.
Go.
Okay, game. Intro muna kami ha. Kung okay lang.
Charing. Okay. In 3, 2, 1, action. Ako na director, diba? Hey guys, it's me again, Owi.
And it's Jaya. And welcome back to...
Kumbaritalk! Oh, sana nagsabay, no?
So, this episode is a very, very not special.
it's an episode na ginawa natin during the quarantine season kasi we're following the safety protocol, so we're using an online platform to record for the first time again. Ayan.
Yeah,
and today,
true.
We have a very special guest. Ikaw na lang mag-introduce, Jaya.
Okay, so introducing... So, allow me to introduce the one and only Walwal Master and the host of the freshest podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, Drinking Season with none other than Jepoy Dizon. Ang ina mo, Jepoy Dizon.
Ano ba, pinapalitan ko na nga yung branding, hindi na nga tangin.
Okay lang. Naka-headset na ba yung mga listeners namin?
Pwede kang magmura dito, me.
What's up?
What's up?
Ng Kumaritok.
Ayun.
Sa inyo mga Kumaris and Kumparis.
Uy, me, first of all, congratulations on your podcast.
Maraming salamat po. And thank you for having me here. Yun lang po. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Jepoy.
Thank you, Jepoy.
Wonderful episode. Don't you guys think?
That's it.
Yes. Ang dami natutunan ng mga listeners, no?
Okay.
Pero kumusta ka naman, Jepoy? How's the experience doing your own podcast? Tapos, ang daming episodes na nakalagay sa pipeline mo, the one that you shared with
Jaya. Sorry, I showed it to Owi.
Actually, hindi ko pa na-record lahat yon yung pinakita ko. Tapos, sabi ko nga kay Jaya, at first, ang dami mong ipa-plan talaga when you're like thinking about the future episodes. Tapos, wala ka rin masusunod. Iba-iba din yung magagawa mo. Kasi parang along the way, may isip mo na parang, parang mas maganda pala pag ito yung inuna ko. Tapos ito na lang yung next. Tapos namumove na. Tapos naiiba na yung mga title. Naiiba na yung mga gusto mong sabihin.
Correct. Kami Owi, we just changed yung this episode last minute. Like, kanina lang. Welcome to the podcasting world.
Tama, maraming salamat. Thank you very much. Pero so far, I'm having fun. Nakakatawa lang. Yung gusto ko kasi with yung kung paano mag-run yung drinking season is, sobrang parang nagkukwentuhan lang din talaga. Just like Kumaritok. So, ayan. Thank you for having me here.
Of course.
It's the same as parang, di ba, what we've been doing on Twitter Spaces. It's like casual conversation with topic, of course. And ang mahalaga naman kasi is you share something to our listeners. Minsan kasi yung atake iba-iba. May comedy, may pawalwal, may basagan. Pero at the end of the conversation, there's always something na nakukuha nila.
Tama.
And I think yun yung mahalaga sa podcasting. Regardless of your delivery, may moral lesson. Moral lesson talaga. Oh,
pero sabi ko kasi, di ba, like what I, ano, I think we talked about it in one of our previous episodes na podcasting really started as something na educational. Para siyang audiobooks. Kasi right. That's how it started. Mm-hmm. And then, during the pandemic, there were a lot of podcasts na lumabas na entertainment because everyone's locked down, walang radio, or yung radio is not being used that much kasi usually radios are sa ano, diba, parang commercial purposes. Spaces or sa car, on the road.
Agree.
So yun, so parang siguro it's part of, you know, people being creative na they right. came up with like something entertaining. And even you know, radio shows, they post their episodes as podcast episodes after sure. airing. Tapos, what else? Yung mga news, yung mga CNN, ANC, nagpa-podcast na rin sila. So, it's really something, no? It's a brand new platform. And parang right now, parang mas marami ng nakakaalam and gumagamit?
Makikinig.
Parang nakakatakot yung gumagamit, ha? Wag mo natin gagawin yun.
Naku, wrong yun. Wag no.
Pero honestly, I totally agree with what you mentioned na just like with spaces, like how it goes sa spaces, hindi naman palaging may natututunan. Pero kasi nga, lagi tayong halos sa buong araw mag-isa tayo. Parang feeling mo may kasama ka. Alam mo yun? Parang,
totoo. Ayun,
marami kang pwedeng i-share. Tapos feeling mo kahit nakikinig ka lang, parang meron kang katabi. Ganun talaga yung ano, na itutulong sa atin ng podcasts and Twitter spaces as well.
I love it. So ako, me, I wanted to ask. So, I parang lingid sa kaalaman ng nakararami. Sorry.
Multiple choice ba to? Kinakabahan ako.
So ano, kami ni Jeppo and I met sa Twitter spaces because we have a weekend show. Which is Weekend Tawanan.
Correct.
Ayan. So, it's every Friday night and tentatively Saturday night.
At dun kami nag-aanap ng mga jojowain.
Hindi ka sure. So, kung gusto nyo kaming jowain o tropahin ni Jepoy, Friday nights on Twitter spaces.
10 PM onwards.
Tama. Pero may question ako, Mi. So, di ba nag-meet tayo sa Twitter spaces, which is live podcasting. Why did you, or what made you decide to like do your own podcast, just very briefly?
Kasi honestly, I've listened to a lot of podcasts before I decided to create my own. Tapos yung feeling na gusto mong makisali. Alam mo yun, parang may mga conversations na, ay, parang gusto ko mag-ambag ng, ano, ng isi-share, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, syempre, podcast yan, unlike Twitter Spaces, pwede kang mag-request a speaker, tapos mag-share ka ng thoughts mo. With podcasts, lalo na ako, di ba, ang dal-dal ko, dami kong gustong i-share, ganyan. So, parang, oh, gusto ko rin ganun yung ma-feel ng iba when I talk. Na kapag nagsasalita ako, lalo na sa drinking season, ako lang mag-isa, di ba? Nagsasalita ako mag-isa doon.
Correct.
Yung gusto ko, habang nagsasalita ako, may mga tao nakikinig na gusto din nilang mag-share or parang gusto nilang maki-join. Parang ganun. Parang ang, kunwari, nag-drive. Feeling nila meron silang kasama or kausap na ganun. Kasi ano yun, we are going through difficult times.
Tama.
Yun yung reason talaga.
Saka malaking tulong siya sa ano, sa mental health ng karamihan. Mm-hmm. Yun lang, yung magsalita ka lang eh. Kahit minsan, ang dami mo na sinasabi, the fact na nakakapagsalita ka at feeling mo may nakikinig sa'yo, ang laking tulong, ang laking lift nun para ma-feel mo na ano, na sane ka pa rin.
Mm-hmm.
So, ayun. And now that we have you dito sa ano, sa very special episode, diba? Very special episode.
Kanina, very not special.
Not special. Pero special na daw kasi may dalawang scoop na ng ice cream.
Totoo.
Halo-halo ba ito? Oh, so game.
Binansagan kang ano eh, the walwal master. So, saan lang galing? Para sa mga hindi pa nakakaalam.
Me, alam mo, meron akong ano, new branding suggest, and then new label, title suggestion. Walwal and daldal
sa totoo lang. dami. Sa totoo lang, hindi napipigilan. Tuloy-tuloy lang talaga siya nagsasalita. Tinatakpan ko na lang yung bibig ko para, oh, tama na yan. Dami mo nang sinabi masyado.
Tingnan mo ha, partida, kami ni Owie, ang daldal namin, dalawa kami. Sa parang, ikaw mag-isa ka lang, gano'n ka daldal?
Ganon. Pero, yung going back to Owie's question, pre-pandemic days kasi, yung lumalabas talaga ako almost dati every day nung medyo bata-bata pa. Pero lumalabas ako every other day. I go to Palace, I go to different places in BGC usually, or QC kung taga-QC kasi ako. So, madalas ako lumalabas. Tapos yung mga kasama ko, mga kilala din sa drinking industry. Mga ganyan. Drinking industry. Itago na lang natin sa mga palainom. Ayan.
Yun yung bagong branding, drinking industry.
Drinking industry. Para medyo malinis, pakinggan. And then, madalas ako nakikilala. Tapos kilala mo na yung mga regulars ng party kung saan-saan, yung mga madalas dito sa area na to, madalas sa area na to. Tapos ang branding nila sa akin, pag tinanong, kunwari may common friend na nagtanong, uy, kilala mo si Jepoy? Sinasabi, oo, hindi pwedeng walang hindi kayo malalasing lahat pag dumating yan. Di ba, Jeya, napagdaanan mo ba?
Yun yung reputation, oo. That's the reputation of Jepoy Dizon.
So,
ay, meron kasi pa. Daldal, walwal, and lap-lap master.
Boy, I'm trying to change. I'm a changed person.
Sa aling para, alin papasok yung change doon? Doon sa drinking ba? O doon sa lap-lap?
O sa daldal?
O sa daldal? Pinagin daldal, hindi.
Sabi nga kasi ni Queen Ellen Adarna, if you're single, act single. Diba? Eh, single naman ako. Pero kung may gustong bumago dyan, pwede naman natin pag-usapan.
Parang ako din, jawain nyo na ako. Napapagod na ako sa mga kaibigan.
Mapapagod ka talaga. 32 yung kachat mo sa Bumble.
Hoy, 14 lang. Ang 32. Charing.
Wow. Binawasan mo pa. In-elbow mo yung iba.
Correct.
Bawas na yun actually. Yung 14.
Bawas na sila. Update lang. Huy, teka lang. To going back to Jepoy. Teka lang, hindi ako dapat na-incriminate dito. Si Jepoy dapat to. Charing. Huy, Jepoy, Dizon, di para mag-mute ka dyan.
So, na-mute pala. Namu-mute pala dito. I'm so sorry. Ba, hindi marunong.
Pag nag-spacebar ka, nag-mute siya.
Correct.
Ayan. So anyway, ayun. So going back. Do iba ang layo na nung narating natin sis Anis.
Naiba na yung naiba na yung flow nung discussion.
Yung flow ng discussion. Charing.
pero yun, basically doon nang galing yung label. Label sana all my label.
Oh,
Eme.
Tapos pinangatawanan mo na lang din talaga siya, no?
Oo, tapos meron kasi akong Finsta, pero di ko i-accept pag di tayo close.
Tama.
Tapos yung name ko talaga doon, Walwal Master. Yun na talaga yung,
Grabe, yung Finsta ni Jepoy, guys. Malalasing kayo but just by looking at the pictures. Promise. Pero pag tinignan ko yung Finsta niya, lasing na lasing ka na.
Pero honestly, nung dumating yung pandemic, kasi dati parang obese talaga ako before mag-pandemic. As in, clinically diagnosed obese one. Tapos, nung nag-pandemic, syempre gusto mo, glow up, ganyan. Di ba lahat naman tayo, pinagdaanan natin yan.
But parang hindi naman ako nag-glow up ng pandemic,
Ako baliktad.
Uy, grabe. Hindi, syempre, nung unang days, di ba parang naninibago ka na sa bahay ka lang, dami mong gustong itry, may mga naging plantito, may naging kung ano-ano mong mga trip sa buhay, mga nag-bake-bake, ganyan, kung ano-anong mga ube pandesal. Ako, I tried to make myself better by eating properly tsaka working out. So, edi yun, syempre, diet-dietan ka, panggapan ka. So, ang laki talaga ng pinayat ko as in naging parang malnourished. Naging pumayat ako.
Totoo naman din.
And then, nung I went back to drinking na, syempre, nung gumaan-gaan yung situation, lumalabas ka na sa restaurants, di ba? Pero, let's not encourage going out. And then, syempre, nagsistart ka ng uminom ulit.
Socialize ulit, yeah.
Grabe, parang few glasses lang, lasing agad ako. Ganun pala. So parang,
when you stop.
Pag napahinga ka talaga, parang nawawala ka sa kondisyon. Pero, pabalik na naman siya. Hindi kasi napapadalas na ulit. Hindi ngayon, parang kahit sa bahay, I drink parang almost every other day, ganyan. Or so, pero kahit kang lang drinking lang.
I'm gonna get drinks tama for myself.
Tama.
Para ano, drink and spill. Oh, look at that. Charing. Audio lang pala to. But yeah. Okay, so while I'm getting drinks, I wanted to ask, kasi diba may nag-drop pero ng first episode mo. So everyone, please check out Drinking Season on Spotify. So it's Jepoy's newest podcast. And I wanted to ask, kasi I listened to your first episode with Dora.
Gusto ko yung malayo ka.
Oo nga, Day.
Andito lang naman yung mic.
Parang nagsasalita sa baon.
Ate, andito naman yung mic. Di naman lumalayo sa akin.
Nag-iiba, no?
Totoo? Oo. Weird.
Ba, oo nga, pag malayo ka sa screen, girl, iba yung
registro.
Totoo? Ito. Oo. So,
baka fake yan. Eme!
Ano lang talaga to, no? Ano tawag dito?
Design.
Design tama lang.
Pa-pink-pink ka pa ng headset.
Pangit ka pa kasabi, oo.
So, going back.
Oh, going back. Sa question po kanina.
Walang validation dito, putang ina. So, going back to sa question ko. So, di ba yung first episode mo was with Dor?
Mm-hmm.
I believe you talked about why we drink. So, tama. Ano, I want to ask this here naman sa Comaritok.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think people drink? Why do we drink? Like, why do we drink?
Ah, tama. Ang sarap niya na.
Yeah. Not sponsored, so I'm not gonna say the brand.
Tama. Bawal.
Baka
matanggal ako.
Tama. Black label lang. Black label lang po tayo.
Saka
yes
lang.
Okay. Saka lang.
Shoutout sa Johnny baka Walker. Naman. Baka naman.
Johnny Walker. Baka naman.
Hi, Neo. Okay. So, ayun, ang napag-usapan din namin ni Dora dun sa first episode, yun nga, yung topic dun is bakit tayo umiinom. And parang mutual naman yung napag-desisyonan namin kung ano yung reason ng mga tao. Yung na-mention niya dun is camaraderie. Bukod syempre sa, syempre gusto mo rin yung feeling somehow. Gusto mo rin yung moment. Yung, hindi lang yung alak mismo eh. Syempre yung napag-uusapan, yung topic na napag-didiscussionan nyo ng friends mo. And then yung mismong, yung mga nagagawa nyo dun, yung mga pinagtatawanan nyo, or mga random stuff na nangyayari na hindi mo naman ma-experience kapag umiinom ka ng gatas sa bahay nyo. Alam mo yun? Gets nyo? Parang, oh, dito lang ako, chill lang ako with my orange juice.
Hindi nyo
kaya
yung ano, chill tayo with orange juice, tas laplapan tayo after.
Oh my God, tas magsasplit ka?
Hindi talaga.
Diba? So, ang daming ano, inhibitions kapag walang alak. So, natutulungan kang lumakas yung loob.
Sorry. Ikaw ba, Owi? What do you think? Like, why do people drink?
Depende. I think I will have the same answer as Jepoy. It's all about ano eh, pakikisama. And dalawa kasi yan. Ito sa ano anong to ah.
Ako kasi ito na a different answer to it. Pero sige,
it would be a different answer than what you have.
Umiinom din ako.
Umiinom tayo or ako. Umiinom ako because of, you know, I wanna have fun with people. I wanna have fun with my friends. I wanna catch up with my friends. And usually kasi ang daming mga unashamed conversations na lumalabas kapag umiinom ka kasama ang mga kaibigan.
Liquid courage.
Oo, doon nakikick in yung liquid courage mo.
Yeah.
So that's on a positive note. Pero some people, and I can also attest to this, na some people usually drink din because they're going through something. And they consider drinking as a defense or a coping mechanism.
Okay.
Parang they want to escape their reality, at least kahit temporarily escape yung reality nila, so they drink. And okay, somehow based on the stories I get, nakakaano sila, it keeps them at least somehow relaxed na hindi sila kailangan mag-isip ng problema nila in all, so nagmumukha siyang coping mechanism nila.
Ikaw ba, Jay? I can speak like personally or like from experience, because I used to be like an alcoholic. No, not wow, not sponsored, so we can say the brand.
Sponsored.
Yeah. But like for me though, it started parang kay Jepoy na parang mm-hmm. having fun with friends talaga me as in like it all started with that, like when I go to bars nga eh tapos parang yun kinikwento sa inyo, like when kasi before naman when I frequented bars ano ang tawag dito, hindi naman I wasn't single, I was in a relationship. So, mm-hmm. kapag may mga umaura-aura ganyan, pass talaga ako. Tapos, upfront ko talaga sinasabi na, no, I'm just here to get drunk and have fun with my friends. That's it. I'm not here to meet new people. Ganyan. Mm-hmm. Ganon ako before. Hindi naman ako mataray, ha? Pero parang, I politely, parang disengage sa ano. And maybe that's the reason why we're both walwal, Jepoy, but we mm-hmm. haven't met. Sa kasi we go to the same places. Tapos iba nagtataka tayo, bakit hindi na meet before?
Correct.
So, kasi ano, ako parang andun lang ako sa group ko. Parang hindi kami masyadong nag-interact with other groups.
Kasi
kami
lang.
Oo.
Ako kasi nilalasing ko pati yung ibang table eh.
Totoo naman din yan. Dahil nakakalibre ng alak sa'yo yung mga...
Ganun talaga, share the fun with everybody.
Tapos yun, tapos anyway, so it started with ganun lang. But then, since a lot of things happened to me, parang mm-hmm. I used alcohol as an escape. Mm-hmm. So parang, kasi diba the effect it gives us, like after, the you know, yung parang, hindi pala after, like during the, what do you call that? The state of being inebriated. Ganyan, mm-hmm. yung intoxicated ka with alcohol. Parang, it makes you forget, it makes you braver. I mean, parang feeling mo, ano ka, yung liquid courage nga na sinasabi natin.
Tama. Nalalabas mo yung mga, kaya rin nararamdaman mo na, kasi di ba minsan may facade ka na strong girl ka.
Yeah,
ganun. Nama. Tapos, kunwari, meron kang personality na masaya ka lang palagi, ganyan. Pero pag nakainom ka na, parang nasasabi mo siya. Di ba? Parang ganito yung pinagdadaanan ko and somehow, parang yun, nalalabas mo siya and nadadamayan ka din ng friends mo na hindi nyo naman magagawa on a regular, on a normal state.
On a normal state. Yung parang sinasabi nila na ano, na drunk words, sober thoughts.
Correct.
Yung mga sinasabi nilang ganun. So parang, ako, ganun nangyari. And then I developed, I don't wanna call myself alcoholic naman. Though, parang feeling ko borderline na ako dun. Kasi there was a time before na nanginginig talaga ako pag walang alak sa bahay. Mm-hmm. Parang, just the thought of like walang beer.
Wala, or, no? Oo. Pag nakikita mo yung bottle na konti na lang.
Oo na.
Agree.
Angs na ako. Ganyan.
Tangina, pinagdaanan ka yan.
Diba? Pero parang until parang nag-move siya into ano na lang. Naging parang feeling ko I just have a serious drinking problem because I just want to drink every day. I just, di ba, Owi? Alam mo yan?
I've seen that.
Oo. I just want to drink every day. Na hindi ako kakain. I'm not gonna do anything. It's just work and then coffee and then drink.
Mm-mm.
Like, wala parang ganun because I was using it as an escape. So, apart from, you know, the alcohol, being bonding, naging escape ko siya. Talaga.
Wait, may question ako. Parang, nag-resonate sa akin yung sinabi mo na nanginginig ka kung wala ka nakikitang alcohol sa bahay.
Yeah. Ngayon kasi, Owie, nanginginig na siya pag walang nag-chat sa Bumble.
Iba yung panginginig niya, no?
Oo, nginig talaga, te.
Dinilip ko na yung Bumble. Actually, kasama ko yung...
Hindi mo kaya i-shout out.
hindi mo ma-shout out yung chronological order.
Tama.
Nag-meeting siya, wag kayo magulo.
Ano? Updated sa life. Ano ah?
Gusto yung makita? Wait lang.
Hindi na. Nakaka-relate yung mga nakikinig.
Hindi
na
makikita. Unless you hosted.
Podcast talaga to, girl.
Podcast
na to. Ayun. Pero ano nga, does that mean na alcoholic ba ang isang tao pag may ganun siyang tendencies na kinakabahan siya, mauubusan siya ng supply ng alak? Kasi ako, para akong ganyan ngayon. Though I don't drink, hindi naman ako nagiinom every weekend. Hindi naman ako nagiinom na just because ano. Pero I drink, kunyari na sa work, magtitimpla ako ng cocktail or gagawa ako ng kung ano man. Tapos ayun, iniinom ko lang siya, minsan nakakadalawang baso ako. Pero hindi ako yung tipong mainit ang ulo, not really mainit ang ulo, pero aligaga ako pag wala ako nakikita ng alcohol sa bahay.
Hindi pa naman, girl. Kasi feeling ko, you can only categorize yourself as an alcoholic if every day, yung sobrang frequent, and then, yung ano ka na, like lasingan. You rely. Oo, lasingan. Parang nagre-rely ka na sa alcohol to function for the day.
Correct. Kasi yung alcoholism na disorder, parang kapag hindi mo na nako-control yung consumption eh. Like, tuloy-tuloy ka lang, tapos madalas mo lang siyang nagagawa. Pero as long as kaya mo pa siya na... nakikita mo yung mga naglalakad na sobrang lasing sa kalsada, yung mga ganun. Yung hindi na nila
makontrol
kung hanggang saan lang yung dapat. Pero as long as alam mo pa yung moderately dun sa drink moderately, pwede pa siya eh. Kasi ginagawa mo lang siya everyday, pero hindi ka naman lumalagpas dun sa dapat mong consumption. Alam mo yon. So, ibig sabihin, may control ka pa. Pero pag psychologically, wala ka nang pakialam or hindi mo na talaga siya totally nako-control, I believe dun na nag-start yung disorder. And kailangan mo na ng mga professional help kapag ganun. Hindi na advice
true.
Lang.
Tama. Professional help talaga. And because you mentioned that, me, ang galing. Ito kasi talaga yung topic natin for this episode.
Seryoso to, Kumaritok Podcast.
Seryoso ang Kumaritok Podcast. Alam mo
sana yung mga kami, diba? Sa akin, walang kaseryoso. Walang lesson.
Ito talaga, may moral lesson to. We'll get there. Medyo matagal nga lang yung transition.
Medyo yung build-up lang talaga maraming ano. Pero, eto na. So, Owi, I believe Owi has a question. Kasi kay Jepo yung na mismo nang galing. So, we can already float the question.
Yeah, and I think, go, Jay, you too can relate dito, Jaya, kasi you've been there sa situation na to. When can you consider na too much is already too much pagdating sa alcohol?
Kasi, syempre, dapat aware ka with your responsibilities as a person at the moment and sa future. Alam mo yun? Parang, your responsibility mo during the day na, kunwari, alam mo na meron kang kailangan gawin mamayang gabi or kahit yung pang-uwi mo lang ba, yung kaya mong dalhin yung sarili mo pang-uwi. Yun yung sinasabi nila na responsibly and moderately. Kapag kaya mo pang makontrol, naiintindihan mo pa yung nangyari, walang mga memory lapses. Ayan. Hanggang kaya mong makauwi ng safely na hindi yabang lang. Kasi minsan, sobrang lasing na, pero, kaya ko yan. Dahil na nakauwi ng lasing eh. Hindi siya moderately, yabang lang siya eh. Pero yung kaya mo lang siya na saktong buzzed ka lang na hindi ka naman sobrang ano. I think that's, ano eh, that's when you call it na sakto lang, hindi ka mag-go beyond that.
Totoo. Kasi, di ba nga, lagi natin nababasa yan. And kahit si Kumaritok, our tagline is chika moderately. But like, how do you really know what is moderated and what is not? Like, di ba, I think it varies per person eh. Di ba, meron tayong sinasabi na ano, parang tolerance. Tapos may mga taong low toll, may mga taong
correct.
Ano, high toll. Diba parang may mga ganun? So parang, I think it really depends. Parang there is no specific amount. Though, I think in the US, OE, parang they have yung measure, yung kunyari, nahuli ka na DUI, tapos parang i-measure yung kineso mo kung ilang units ng alcohol yung na-take mo. So, even if hindi ka naman talaga walwal, pero na-meet mo yung dami ng alcohol, pwede ka pa rin matag as DUI. Oh, hi, Jerry okay. Marie! Cameo! Ayun.
Tama, so, may guesting.
True, may guesting. Gusto ka magpag-guess din ako. Charing! Anyway, I'll go. Joro, you were saying something.
Yeah. So yun nga, when too much is too much na.
Ikaw naman, like for you, when do you know when too much is too much? When it comes to alcohol? I think we can have a separate topic on this for love and relationships. But bilang we are with the well master, ano, mag-ano tayo, let's ano, go around.
Itatawid ko yung thoughts ko about ano ha. Itatawid ko yung answer ko dun sa... Meron kasi yung drinking at the moment versus yung gagawin mo siyang habit. I think it's already too much if it changes your routine. If it changes your life. And I think same din dun sa sinabi mo kanina, Jaya, na pag nabago niya yung function ng pamumuhay mo on a daily basis and drinking became part of your, ano na, your system na, I think pwede mo na sabihin na too much na yon, yung part na yon. Habang may kausap si Jaya na iba.
Ha?
Laban. Trabaho. Sige.
Hindi. Anyway, pakyo kayo.
I agree with Owi, pero may parts na hindi. Kasi pwede siyang maging part of your life, pero hindi ka affected negatively. Like, you can still function properly and kaya mo pa rin gawin yung responsibilities mo, like, with as a person, sa family, sa bilang anak, bilang empleyado or bilang business person. Mm-mm. So basta nagagawa mo siya properly at hindi naman nakakasagabal yung pag-inom mo, I think that's still hindi naman siya sobra-sobra pa rin.
Uh-oh.
Basta lagi ka lang aware with your responsibilities as a person.
Tama. Mm-hmm. Ako siguro,
yun yung sa akin.
Two cents ko dito, me. Parang something parang a combination of both, na parang, kasi when I experienced it, ano na siya, parang umabot ako sa point na, parang nagbabudget ako, but like, kapag inuman, ang ina, wala. As in, priorities scattered. Na parang kunyari, I need to pay for bills. I need to pay for this and this and this and this and this. Tapos umabot ako sa point before, and I'm so happy that I'm over that point na sa life ko. Umabot ako sa point na because nga I was going through something, instead of like putting my responsibilities first. If like a window, parang an opportunity to drink, parang comes in, I'd grab it, tapos sabog na yung ano. Ako kasi yung tipo ng tao, Mina, pag nalalasing, libre ko na. Diba, Uwi? Ako kasi yung ganun eh. Ganun ako before, na parang, kunyari, I'm having fun, tapos lasing na ako, tapos maganda yung amats ko, ganyan. Parang ano na ako, oh, gusto niyo pa ba? Order pa tayo, bote pa, ganun.
Si Jaya yung ano, magbo-birthday siya, ang event niya starts at 10 PM, lasing siya at 8.
Ano? So, nauna ka pa sa event?
Absent siya sa birthday niya.
Tama. I missed my own party, tapos nagagalit ako sa mga bisita ko. Hindi ka pumunta ng party ko, tapos parang magpapakasend sila ng picture. Andun ako, girl.
Andun ako.
Sabi ko, ay, ano, sorry akin.
Oo. Panalo.
Oo, ganun. So parang umabot ako sa point na it became problematic for me because apart from, kasi kaya ko pumasok ng lasing, kaya kong mag-train, di ba nung sa CBG tayo, girl, nag-training, nung trainers tayo, kaya ko mag-handle ng klase ng lasing, kaya ko mag-function ng lasing, kaya kong mag-drive.
Mag-host ng lasing.
Uy, mali yung mag-drive ng lasing, that's very wrong. Pero kaya ko mag-host ng lasing, kaya ko mag-function as a normal human being ng lasing, pero yung priorities ko, doon, yun yung natatouch nung pagiging drunk card na pagiging alcoholic ko, na umabot ako sa point na, shit, hindi ko pa nababayaran yung ganito kasi yung pera ko parang nagamit ko for alcohol. And parang same kasi yung root cause noon eh, medyo I was having fun, too much fun with my friends. Correct. Na yung responsibilities ko were already put aside. Something like that.
Correct.
Ikaw ba, Mia? Did that ever happen to you na? In your own, parang in your whole being a well master, has it affected you negatively na, in a way?
Well, negatively, siguro nung younger days ko, may mga hindi ka masyadong marirealize it. Kapag bata ka, di ba, parang, oh, go, laban-laban ka lang. Kasi I was drinking I started drinking high school pa lang.
Oh my God, same.
Oo, yes. Ganyan. So parang bagets pa ako kung ano-ano na yung mga tinitimpla ko.
Uy, ano una mong alak na ininom? Ever?
Wait. Mga yung mga punch, alam mo yun, yung mga gin pomelo, yung puro puso yun, diba?
Gin
oh, ganyan. Pomelo.
Ako, I could still remember, yung sa akin, yung cruiser vodka, yung blue, sa Mercury pa nabibili
yun. Ang sosala.
Oo, eh, kasi grabe. Yun lang yung easily accessible na pwedeng bilhin sa Mercury.
Tama.
Samantala kami bilog lang.
Gin bilog?
Bilog at 4 cantos.
Ayan yung, ako naman yung Ginderella ngayon. Pwede mo
kung... sa akin kung ano lang available. Pero ako naman, na-enjoy ko siya kasi I love mixing talaga.
Mm-hmm.
As in, parang dati, parang natutuwa ka lang kasi pag nagtimpla ka, tapos ang sarap, tapos nasasarapan yung mga tao. Kasi ako, people pleaser talaga ako, di ba, may napapansin
naman. Tama naman, oo.
So, gusto ko natutuwa yung mga kasama ko. So, parang, pag nakikita mo na yung mix mo, parang just like yung mga friends natin na mahilig magluto. Pag na-appreciate yung luto mo, parang ang sarap sa pakiramdam.
Mm-mm.
So kapag inuman, syempre ang laking factor na yes. masarap yung templa mo, 'di ba?
Oo.
So
at saka ako, niya, gusto ko hindi talaga. Lahat ng tao may talent na magtimpla ng masarap.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Yung tama lang yung tapang na malalasing ka pa rin pero hindi ka pero gusto mo pa rin yung iniinom mo. Uh-oh. Yun yung lagi kong goal na parang dapat matutuwa yung mga iniinom. So nag-start ako ganun yung mga punch lang muna, mga pabebe lang muna na drinks ganun. Syempre habang tumatanda ka. Yung ganun yung parang minsan ang dami mo nang hindi magagawa kasi hindi ka napapasok or parang may days na hindi ka magfa-function properly.
Tama.
Ganun kasi parang hangover ka ganyan.
Pero,
so yun, basically ganun lang. Pero ngayon kasi I try to yung kunwari sa finances, I try to manage it na kung ito lang yung itatab ano talaga bilang walwal master.
Uh-oh.
Meron talaga akong fund na tinatanggal dun sa income ko or sa lahat ng nakukuha ko from all the other ganaps.
Uh-oh.
May percentage na talaga for inom.
Oo, ganyan na din ako. Like, ito na yun. Mm-mm. Strict na tong budget na to. Kapag kung sa isang inuman, naubos ko tong budget na to, girl, wala na tayong budget
na.
For inom.
Uh-oh. Or kalma ka lang, beer ka lang muna. Pag ano, wala ka na masyadong pag nagamit mo na tong malaking amount. Ganyan.
Meron ako, parang something I did parang recently lang na or last Mm-mm. year ata. Parang, di ba, yung sa business, parang meron akong bilang alcoholic, si girl, bilang ano, meron dun from the money that I get from the business last year. Parang nagtatabi ako dun ng parang, what do you call this? Yung walwal funds ko. Tapos, what I do with the walwal fund, kasi hindi naman pwede lumabas last year, hindi pwede masyado lumabas last year, di ba? What I do with it is, I split it in half. Yung 50% of the walwal fund goes to the stocks for the house. And then 50% goes to the panglabas. Kunya magyaya ng the beach, may magyaya ng kung saan mang ano secretly open. Chari. Joke lang po.
Yung sa akin kasama sa regular groceries. Correct. Hindi talaga pwedeng hindi. Essential.
Ikaw ba, Uwi? How do you manage your ano, being an alcoholic? Ii talaga to, guys. Alcoholics.
Ano?
Hi, I'm Jaya. I'm an alcoholic.
Correct.
Ano ba tayo? Group therapy, no?
Tama.
Hindi naman. I mean, funds kasi, kung noon, yung life natin noon, na magkasama pa tayo sa work, hindi talaga ako mainom eh.
Yeah, parang, hindi nga.
Ang allowance ko sa alcohol parang every week, siguro mga nasa 500.
Mm-mm.
Noon.
Okay, or isang bucket, 1,000. Pulutan lang yun,
gago. Oo, tsaka diba pag lumalabas tayo, nagpupula tayo poblasyon, isang cocktail lang talaga ako usually, okay. Or isang bote ng beer. Max ko na yung dalawa. Kasi pag duwampas ako doon sa 500, sama na ng loob ko. Noong araw.
Oo, gets naman. Mm-hmm.
Ngayon kasi,
nakakaluwag-luwag ka na kasi, te.
For drinks. Parang, ayun, budget, I don't know her.
Pabote ka naman, te.
Pabote ka naman. Isang ano, Johnny Walker lang dyan, no?
Tama.
Yun nga, parang, nakakatuwa lang na ano na hindi ko na iniisip masyado yung allocated budget for inom. Pero I still drink.
Yeah.
'Di ba nakiinom pa naman tayo sa labas, Jay, pag kaya.
Pag pwede,
lumalabas
again, to drink. Again, listeners, we are not encouraging drinking out and even like having mass gatherings, but yun lang. Alam ba? Kung gusto
nyo
go,
putakin
na
lang. Basta ano, basta allowed na ng IATF. So noon, di ba, nung pwede pang lumabas, labas and all, parang social drink lang naman, hindi naman kailangan talagang lasingan. Pero, I guess, lalo ngayon, nagda-drive ako, ina-assess ko kasi.
Correct.
Parang, I can't go beyond. Oo. I can't go beyond my limits.
Mm-hmm.
Parang if your limit is 4 bottles, let's say 4 bottles, dapat hanggang 3 ka lang. Huwag mo isagad na 4 na bote ka.
Ah, ganun ka?
Ganun ako. Kaya nga, diba, remember, it was a long time ago na parang I can't na kasi I'm driving. Pero kung tutukusin, kaya ko pa.
Oo, dapat pero, huwag talaga isasagad.
Oo, yung tipong
pero minsan, kung kaya ko na ay. Pero minsan, masarap nung sagad eh. Tcharay!
Ay, oo, masarap yung sagad. Ay, Jeff, ay me.
Charot. Full tank sagad.
Lagi ako sagad uminom. De joke lang. Depende sa kasama.
Hindi, hindi ka naman nagka-drive. So, okay lang yun.
Correct.
Okay.
At saka totoo yung sabi ni Jepoy na depende sa kasama usually. Kapag kapag masaya kasi yung mga kasama mo at masarap yung usapan, minsan hindi mo namamalayan na ang dami mo na pala naiinom din.
Hoy, totoo. Ako kasi kapag sometimes, hala, sorry po sa mga iba ko nakainuman, pero tangin akong boring kayo, uwi ako agad. Charing, hindi siya pala.
Hindi, di ba ganun? Affected ka talaga affected ng, mga, ng crowd?
Nangyari na ba sa iyo ni? Na ano? Parang...
Ako, I try to be... Pag, ako lagi ko sinasabi, pag hindi masaya doon sa ganap, parang wala masyadong party doon. Sabi, sinasabi ko, ano ka ba, we are the party. Ganyan. So I try as much as possible to be the life of the party. Ganyan. So, minsan, may wala ka talagang magagawa pag bagsak talaga yung energy ng mga tao. Okay. Alam mo yun, parang, shit, wala na akong control
parang
dito.
Parang pag sa weekend tawanan.
Oo, may mga times na kahit gaano mo, kaano, parang kumbaga buhat. May mga moments na mabigat. So, ano, syempre, hindi ka na magtatagal doon.
Usually naman, kapag before, ha, pre-pandemic, hindi lang naman isa ang yaya, pag inuman. Mm-hmm. So, parang, correct. Ending mo, jump ka, at bar hopping ka, jump ka from one inuman to another. Correct. Kasi nga, medyo, olats yung crowd dito. So, lipat ka sa iba. Something like correct. That.
Yung pub crawl, no? Talaga, libutin mo. Naalala mo yung ginagawa natin sa
poblasyon
pub, noon.
Pub crawl.
Lalo na, literal na pub crawl, no?
Yes.
Tapos, ganun din sa palace. Eh, kasi, hindi ba, ang
dami
magkakasabila.
Dati, pag nagpa-palace kami, parang, ano, ipapa-GL. Kasi ako yung, ano, ako yung punong abala pag may mga ganyan. Ako lagi yung...
Ikaw nagpapalista.
Ako lagi yung sa table, ganyan. Yung mga table, lagi naka-Jaya Silva. Dahil papareserve ako sa ano, magsasart pre-game kami brewery. Tapos kapag lasing-lasing, kasi mas bumuray araw sa brewery. Pag after na...
Binulong mo pa.
Sorry, oh my. Pag after ng ano, pag engga-engga na kami sa brewery, ayan, ikot na kami sa palace. Valkyrie pa nun. Valkyrie, Island. Ay, hindi pa Island. Pool Club. Rebel. Uh-oh. Ayan, ikot-ikot na ang mga gay kasi lasing na sila. Ganun ang eksena namin. So, ang GL ko palagi sa friends ko, laging yung, ano, dalawa, yung Valk at saka Rebel. Kasi wala namang GL sa Pool Club, di ba? So, edi...
Yung una meron.
Ay, nung start-start. Correct. Ganun. So, parang ikot-ikot. Ate Sarah G. Ikot-ikot kami pag ano, paghahanap ng ganap. Pero waura. Very clean. Waura.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Main lang to. Kalman nyo lang.
Sa akin naman, different story. Siguro na-establish ko na yung walwal master, ano, image.
Uh-oh.
Alam mo yan, hindi yung parang madalas yan dito laging ganyan. Tapos minsan, yung mga napapainom mo, binabawian ka. So, kunwari, pag umiikot ka sa palace, kaya papasok ka pa lang, hindi ka pa nakakarating sa table mo, buzzed ka na. Kasi ang dami magpapashot sa'yo.
Correct.
Pero, inom ka muna dito, get yan and all. Siyempre, yung mga na-meet mo na before, tapos nakakausap mo, siyempre, pag naging nice ka naman sa anala, ganun talaga eh. Yung ano, bumabalik talaga, ripple effect talaga yung pagiging kind.
Tama.
Kaya, hindi lang, sa lahat ng aspeto, babalik talaga sa sa'yo eh. Kasi dati hindi mo siya manonotice, like, nice ka lang, tapos nakikipag-usap ka lang with a lot of people.
Oo.
Pero pag tagal-tagal, after a long time, makikita mo yung balik sa'yo, like, shit, ang dami mo na palang friends, tapos ang dami nang tutulong sa'yo, or ano. Parang minsan, pupunta ka na lang doon randomly. Ako kasi lumalabas ako kahit ako lang
mag-isa. Oo, nga sinabi mo tapos, sa akin yan.
Okay.
Tapos parang pagdating mo doon, may people ka na kagad na kasama.
Kasi marami akong group na kilala ko na sila. Alam ko, dito sa table na to sila. Sila Mark dito sa tabi ng pool. Kaya sila, yung group nila, Meme Vice, ganyan.
Uh-oh.
Or dati pa to, ng mga matatagal na years na. Tapos, basta marami iba-ibang bar, iba-ibang group siya na regulars.
Totoo.
So kapag dadaan ka doon, parang, dito ka na lang, tapos hindi na ipapagamit yung table mo minsan, tapos ibibigay mo na lang siya sa iba. Tapos yung mga nag-walk-in na walang table na binigyan mo, tapos nakausap mo, syempre, matutuwa sila sa'yo kasi imbes na lumipat pa sila ng bar. Oo, may table na sila. Tapos magiging friend mo na dun sila, ganun. So,
tama.
Lumalawak talaga yung drinking, ano, industry network.
wait lang, alam mo, Jeboy, I wanna add na ngayon na we are already what? In our late 20s, aminin na natin, si Owie early 30s na niya.
Parang, magta-30 na din ako.
Magkaka-30 ko lang.
Oh, ayun. 31. Eh, sorry. Babawi ka pa, girl.
Pero, sige na nga, 31.
Now that we're already, you know, in the, like, peak of our adulting, you know, stage, you will come to realize that one of the good things na alcohol has done for us is network. Kasi isipin mo, parang, most of the people I know in this industry na parang in the what do we call this industry but the
drinking industry
the media ganyan parang most of the people
entertainment industry
ayun parang yeah. Most of the connections that we have we gain them from inuman and it's very
that's
important
correct.
I think parang it, ako eh parang it's not just with alcohol. It's also with Yossi. Kasi, before, back in, like, yung sa previous company natin, OE, parang I have made so much friends because of smoking. Because, di ba, parang, kapag nag, parang sa Yossihan, dun, andun lahat ng chika, andun lahat ng bonding, andun lahat kasi, parang breather nila yun eh. So, parang lahat kayo chill doon, walang pressure from work and whatever. So, parang, I gained a lot of friends. I built a network just because of smoking. And then same goes with drinking na parang ang dami kong kilala, ang dami kong friends, ang dami kong connections. And then these people, ito yung lagi ko nirarason sa tatay ko kasi sinasabi ng tatay ko sa akin nung bata ko, napaka-barkador ko daw, kababae kong tao. Tapos, nung parang
babae ka pala?
Gago, may deep pick-up-send ka sa inyo, tangina. Gago.
Na-come out ka dito sa ano natin.
Guys, babae po ako. Sorry. Pero parang ano, parang sinasabi sa akin ng tatay ko dati, napaka-barkador ko daw, ganyan. Mabarkado daw ako. Tapos nung may time na I had to, parang basta I needed help, ang nilapitan ko was yung friends ko na na-meet ko from inuman. And, yun yung binabalik ko sa daddy ko, na parang, umuwi ako, nagbabarkada, tumiinom, puta, ganyan, ganyan. Daddy, back to you, charing. Pero parang, wala lang, it's very important to create network kasi. And what net, parang how, parang what's the best way for you to create a network? Parang, apart from having fun. Diba?
Going out and meeting new people.
Na, when you're booze, liquid courage, you don't have to put on a facade. You're just your normal you, or the drunk you is the best you.
Yeah.
Diba parang,
and you can talk about a lot of stuff.
Totoo. You can talk about not only things in common, but also, alam mo, random things lang na you can talk about while being drunk. And I think, for our listeners, that's what they need to make abang. Wow, Konyo yarn. Yun yung dapat nila abangan sa podcast ni Jepoy. Yung things that you talk about when you're drinking, yes. Diba? There are a lot of things kasi. And, yeah.
And marami pa akong i-share sa kanila, like yung kanina na-mention nyo, yung how do you know your tolerance, ganyan, or how do you like handle kung ganito yung situation. And isingit ko lang, since na-mention mo nga about creating your own network, this is something I've learned from one of the owners of the Palace, Hea Franco, shout out. Sabi niya, your network is your net worth.
Oh, I like that.
Kasi you will create a lot of not only business opportunities, but a lot of opportunities in general.
Windows of opportunities, correct. Doors of correct. Opportunities.
Like for example, ako kasi diba Jay, I graduated as an engineer talaga. Oh. So, Tapos for me to be in an advertising company ngayon and to be working with a lot of other brands. Nag-start din kasi ako sa pag-inom-inom lang. Tapos madami mo nang mamimit. Tapos, di ba nag-host din ako ng mga ganaps-ganaps. Majority of the projects that I had when I was still an engineer, kahit wala ka pang... Ngayon, nag-start ka palang bumuo ng pangalan.
Mm-mm.
Nag-start din talaga dun sa mga namimit mo sa labas-labas eh.
Uy, totoo.
Tapos hanggang pagtagal-tagal, mas malawak na yung ano mo. Hanggang, syempre, nagbabranch out yung network. Pag may nakilala kang isang tao, may mga ipapakilala siya siyang iba sa'yo. And then eventually, nakikita mo yung ano mo, family tree mo, lumalawak na
yeah,
talaga siya.
Oo,
nag-branch out na talaga siya. So, ayun, ang dami talagang maitutulong sa'yo ng meeting
people, new people.
Starting new conversations with people.
Uy, totoo.
Kaya, Yung iba, yung mga lumalabas, tapos nakaupo lang. But I understand naman, we have different intentions when we go out. Pero parang when you're there, tapos...
Sayang the opportunity. Sayang. Most especially if you're an artist, sayang talaga. Ako, sobrang, siguro nagpapasalamat ako sa alak. Wow, ito na yung part na mag-thank you tayo sa alak.
And actually, ito nga yung ano eh, parang our last question before we wrap. Did alcohol change our lives?
How did alcohol change our lives?
How did alcohol change our lives?
Who's gonna go first?
Nabigyan nyo na ng kaunting sagot yung ano kanina.
I think Owee, you can go first.
Go Owee.
Go girl.
I say yes. Nagka-jowa ako dahil sa alcohol.
Tama!
Sana all.
Hindi kasi alam naman ni Jerry yung story naming dalawa ni Jerry na parang we met because of an inuman session lang.
That's true.
Na I was invited by a friend and he was also invited by the same friend na because of inuman.
Kasi tapos ito yun may liquid courage ka.
O hindi, wala akong balak noong time na yun.
Jay ako yun. Not all the time though.
Wala akong balak noong time. Wala nga ako nakakwento sa'yo na magkakajowa ako agad-agad, di ba? Pero yun nga, na-develop siya because of inuman. Pero apart from that, apart from magkakajowa kayo pag nag-inom kayo, hindi na pinin-encourage yun. Make sure you check your limits. Yun nga, gaya na sinabi nyo, it creates that social network. Para sa akin din kasi ako alam mo ni Jaya na I love traveling alone. Mahilig ako mag-travel mag-isa lalo pag sa ibang bansa, international. Hindi naman ako magkakaroon ng friends outside the country kung hindi ako nagiiinom. And I think that's also one way how I made friends outside the country and how I expanded my network. Tapos ayun, look at me now. I can say na kung saan man ako bansang gusto kong bumalik, meron akong babalik ang mga kaibigan na nagsimula dahil sa simpleng inuman. Mm-hmm. Same with you know, some parts dito sa Pilipinas, Zambales, La Union, ang dami namin naging mga kaibigan ni Jaya na taga doon dahil sa, shot tayo.
Dahil
sa simpleng aya.
Tama.
So, malaki, nakatulong ang pag-inom, no? Mm-hmm. Pero again, in moderation, you have to control yung iniinom mo, tapos dapat alam mo kung kailan ka titigil.
Tama.
Last na natin si Jepoy bilang siya ang ating special guest. Ako ano, parang how alcohol has helped me. Well, though I'm already a recovering alcoholic. Though I'm already, you know, parang I got past that. I think I shared a post on Instagram just earlier today na parang it's normal for you to change your relationship with alcohol. And I'm just gonna read through it very quickly. Oh, may ano, resource materials. Sorry, kumare to. Charing. So I'll quote the source. So this is from Let's Talk Mental Health's Instagram account. So some reasons people change their relationship with alcohol. So first is they are tired of feeling hungover. Second is to improve their mental health. Third is they are tired of the same routine every weekend. Fourth is they want to create deeper connections. Fifth is they are tired of feeling anxious and sleep deprived. Next is for all the health benefits. And then they want to find a new way to cope with problems. So these things na highlighted on their Instagram by Let's Talk Mental Health, these are the reasons why people change their relationship with alcohol. They either quit or they either like lessen their alcohol intake than what they previously had. But these are also the reasons why people cling to alcohol, why people become alcoholic. And among these reasons, I think how alcohol helped me, it helped me improve my mental health. Kasi I used it as a coping mechanism. Parang I wouldn't have gone through everything I've gone through if it weren't for alcohol. For pale senta. Kaya na San Miguel, baka naman. Pero if it weren't for, you know, alcohol. And if it weren't for the people that I met during inumans, na these people I've been super vulnerable with, super like stripped down, soul naked with, na with the help of Liquid Courage, I mean, super transparent with these people, and they didn't judge. Parang they gave me like a genuine connection, relationship, care, and they, you know, stood with and by me all throughout. Kasi syempre when you're drinking, you're either your best self or your worst self, and these people accepted me sa the parang either both ways. So yon, it really helped me. But right now though, why I'm changing my relationship with alcohol, it's because parang it has done its part for me na, and I want alcohol to be parang my breather na lang, and hindi na ako nagre-rely sa kanya to be okay. Parang ganon, kasi ganon yung relationship namin before. So for me, it's more of like a breather, parang pang-alis lang ng stress, or hindi na siya something that I'm looking for and I cling to every day na nagiging not so good yung effect on me. So yun. Ikaw naman, me. Ayan.
Ikaw naman, Jeff.
So to wrap this episode up, how did alcohol help you?
It has helped me on daming reasons eh.
Totoo din.
Actually, kanina iniisip ko, ang dami talagang reasons eh. Number one, kasi sobrang extremely extrovert kasi ako. And ako lang kasi mag-isa, di ba? Wala akong kapatid.
Same.
I grew up na ako lang, ganyan. Mm-hmm. So parang ito, yung bukod dun sa networks, ang dami ko talagang nakilala and nakasama. And kahit, yun nga, lumalabas ako mag-isa, ang dami, nasanay akong makipag-usap kung paano mo tatansahin yung mga tao. I mean, kung paano ka makikisama, kung paano ka makikiramdam, kung ano yung, like yung na-mention ko dun sa episode namin, episode ng Drinking Season with Dora, sabi ko, different people deserve different conversations. Dati kasi parang, kung paano ka lang makitungo sa isa, ganun ka na din makitungo sa lahat.
Mm-mm.
Ngayon parang, I try to adjust, depende dun sa, kung paano ka kausapin, kung paano yung mga struggles niya in life, alam mo yun, kung paano ka, niya pinapresent yung sarili niya, like, alam mo yun, naiiba-iba talaga yung way kung paano ka makitungo at kung paano ka mag-deliver ng words. So, ayun, ang laki ng personality growth ko because of drinking and frequently going out. Bukod doon, ang dami pa eh.
Yun,
bukod
pa, dun sa, actually.
Bukod sa career growth, nag-start
kasi ako as an engineer. Oh my God, career growth, yes.
Oo. Nung engineer pa lang ako, siyempre high school pa lang ako, minum na ako. So, nung naging, nag-work na ako. So, masama ako sa every inuman. And siyempre, nakainuman mo yung mga boss. And then, i-recommend Kenneth for this project. Pwede ka nang, ikaw yung isasama niya sa ganitong ganap. Tapos, makikilala mo pa yung other bosses. Tapos, ang dami mo rin possible bigger projects na in the future. So, yun, career growth, personality development. Bukod doon, yung mga solid friends ko ngayon, majority sa inuman ko din talaga nakasama.
Mm-mm. Totoo. Uy, career growth. Oo. Talaga. Oo, tama yung career growth. So, yun. Mm-mm. Nga. Ano, me, ayan. With that being said, please plug your podcast na.
Podcast?
Oh my God. First of all, I want to thank you guys for inviting me here sa Kumari Talk, Jay and Owie. Okay. Sa mga listeners, maraming salamat for listening dito sa mga chika namin sa pag-inom. At hindi po namin kayo ini-impluensyahan uminom, pero sabi nga ni Dora, kung gusto mong uminom, uminom ka, girl.
Oo, tama. At sinabi mo, habang may atay, tatagay.
tama. Ayun, so please don't forget to follow Drinking Season on Spotify and syempre sa Apple Podcast din. Ayun lang, nagsistart pa lang po ako, pero ang goal po talaga ng Drinking Season is para may kasama kayo sa mga ganaps nyo in life na kahit mag-isa lang kayo uminom, feeling nyo meron kayo kasama. Sorry. Bukod sa mga plus chika.
Tama!
Na, ibiblip ko na naman. May mga malalaman po kayong chismis sa mga showbiz.
Ang daming chismis sa ano niya.
Tama.
At celebrity pa ang mga guests niya. Dahil nalaloka ako, po-drop ng bombs.
May mga nagda-drop po talaga na bomb doon. Pero wala po kayong lesson na matututunan. So, for a good laugh, please follow and subscribe to Drinking Season. Maraming salamat.
And we'll include the link ng Drinking Season with Jeffrey Vincent sa
description. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you and congratulations for being top 10, ha?
Oh, top 10.
Thank you.
Don't feel
any pressure. Deserve. Kasi may lessons kayo.
ako, ipuprove natin sa kanila, Mina, kahit walang lessons, kaya mag-top 10.
Oo naman.
Aakyat tayo sabay-sabay. Aangat tayo sabay-sabay. Thank you so much also, Jepoy, for, ano, for accommodating our invitation here in Comarito.
Thank
you. It's been a pleasure.
And syempre, mag-guest din kayo sa akin.
Tama! So, pagkatapos yung pakinggan tong podcast na to or kung ano mang mauna, go right ahead to Comarito or go right ahead to Drinking Season on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Ayan.
Correct.
And don't forget to follow us on our socials. On Facebook, we are...
Yes, on Facebook we are at Comar Talk the Podcast, and on Instagram we are
Comar Talk Podcast, and on Twitter we are
Comar Talk. Sana walang delay, no?
Wala, wala. Sakto siya.
So sa aming dalawa na delay.
And this has been brought to us
and
by
ayan.
Cutprint
Podcast. Cutprint
Podcast Network. Ayan.
And ayun po. Again, thank you to our listeners. And Jepoy, thanks so much for
thank you,
joining us sa very special episode na to. Don't forget to follow us on our socials, including naman siya sa description nung mismong Comar Talk Podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And slide into our DMs for any other suggested topics that you want Jay and I to cover on a go forward.
Yeah, and also, and again, I wanna plug ago. Also, so Jepoy, OE and myself are event hosts, so we are already fully vaccinated. So for the listeners out there who are looking for event hosts, be it virtual or face-to-face, please slide into our DMs and we'll send you our details for any bookings in the future.
Yes. Ayan. And again, this is OE.
And this is Jaya. And always remember, chika moderately.
Chika moderately.
Bye.
Bye.